Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth.
Okay, motherfucking 100. Yeah. The motherfucking internet radio talk show, you dig? The Facebook page that goes by the same name. I'm your motherfucking host, Blizzle. You know what I'm saying?
And
I got my motherfucking co-host in with me, P-Reg affiliated.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's happening, partner?
Nigga, you was goddamn, you called in on me last night.
Hey.
You called in.
Hey, holler at me sidebar. We on there. Let's go, bro.
You called in.
Oh, he just killed me on the air, y'all. That's
I kissed you last night when you called in.
Oh!
The nigga ain't even been on the job 2 weeks. That's some real nigga shit. He's so hood. He had to goddamn go ahead and goddamn karate chop that nigga real quick. Get a nigga to come with
me. I don't care about it. But I don't care about the job. Nigga, fuck with Blizzle. I'm real kid, you nigga. So get that 40 right, homie.
Right. What the business is, man. We back on the motherfucking air, man. I appreciate everybody that's logging in and fucking with your boy, man. Motherfucking episode 11. Third week strong, nigga. All the shows been crunk. I've had a lot of goddamn interaction from the people. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people calling in. The show's been crunk. You know what I mean? The number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. This is K100, the realest motherfucking show you probably ever gonna hear internet radio. You dig? We only got one rule around this motherfucker. One rule. If you can't follow this one simple rule,
then
we will motherfucking kill you. Okay? Real quick with 40 cal. You know what I mean? We only got one rule. The show is called K100 because that stands for keep it 100. All right? 100% real talk. You understand what I'm saying? If you call up here with some fake shit, if you call up here saying some shit that we feel like, oh, you just trying to be politically correct, or you're a female trying to front like you really ain't getting it in when we all know motherfucking females get it in too.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
We will murk your ass live on the air. It's only one rule. Just don't be fake. Just keep the shit real. We're going to differ on opinion. You understand what I'm saying? But just don't come up here with no fake shit, all right? Please, don't do it. We will kill you on the air. You understand what I'm saying? This is also a platform for independent artists and up-and-coming artists in the music industry. You know what I'm saying? My name is Blizzum. I am the CEO of Chainless Entertainment. This is a subsidiary of such company, all right? We got our own label. We got our own artist, P-Reg affiliated, Big Swole, Vige, holla at me. You understand what I'm saying? 12 years strong, 6 albums out, 2 more projects coming this year. We got love for the underground hip-hop and R&B scene. So if you're an artist, if you know an artist, your baby daddy, your baby mama want to sing, your baby daddy trying to rap, tell them holla at us at k100@gmail.com. K100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100, radio, K100 radio, all one word. @gmail.com. Tell them to send us the MP3. Send us a link to one of their sites like Facebook. Yeah, Facebook, MySpace, Ning, Reverb Nation. Any of the sites, man. YouTube. You know, that's all they got to do. All right? Holler at us. We will play your music. We will give you a 5-minute interview at least. If you're really hot, we'll let you go longer. We'll spin at least one of your songs, maybe two. But this is the platform for independent artists. We don't play big name artists on this station because fuck, they get all the shine they need. They got BET and Radio 1.
They got that shit.
They don't need our help. Fuck them. We helping the motherfuckers that we got. We understand it's on the grind, but we do this shit too. You understand what I'm saying? All right. We got love for the underground artists because we are underground artists ourselves. We own our own label. You understand what I'm saying? And we've been doing this shit a long motherfucking time. All right. We've been putting that work in, and we want to show love and, you know, give it back. All right. Now that we in a position to do so. All right. So those are the ground rules, you know what I'm saying? Holler at us if you want the music played or whatever. We be spinning some music that you probably never heard, but you should have heard on the show, throughout the show. You understand? So this is a talk show and an independent artist platform, all right? You're going to hear a lot of indie music, shit you never heard, and you're also going to hear a lot of highly opinionated opinions. It's uncensored, raw, uncut. We say shit like motherfucker, bitch, fuck nigga, all that kind of shit, all right? Because we motherfucking can, bitch. Fuck you if you don't like it. Hang the fuck up now.
Take it in the face.
All right. We ain't gonna keep going through the same shit. This week three, you should know the rules by now. But I'm assuming that, you know, since we just kind of starting out, I got to get this rundown probably for about the first 6 months to a year to show. And after that, I'm just gonna kill motherfuckers off top.
Man, we ain't even gonna do that, bro.
We gonna have to keep going, you know.
We can't give a side eye to them. This is what we gonna do.
What?
When we send this shit out, we gonna mail it. We gonna email them, text them the rules. We gonna skip this shit, man.
Well, you know what I mean. It's only week three, dog.
Shit, they slow? That's all I'm trying to say. Slow.
Yo, 347-934-0966. Call at us if you wanna give your opinion on what we're talking about today. Can everybody in the studio please put their phone on vibrate? God damn it. Fucking P. Reg.
You ain't hear a call. That was a text message, nigga.
Vibrate, man. Hey. God. Listen, man. I don't know. This is my nigga, man. I can only I can shoot at P. Reg without any consequence. You, we coming back with the 40 cal. All right? You understand?
I'm going to turn it off.
All right. So look, check it out, man. The topic of today's show is we're going to go ahead and jump to. Oh, and listen, man. One other thing. You can always go back. I think people keep hitting me like, oh, I missed the show. My bad. Listen. You can go to the website. If you missed the show, go to the website. You can instantly replay them or download them and put them on your iPod or whatever you want to do, man. Just because you missed a live show doesn't mean that you don't hear the show. Okay? Go to the site. If you go to any episode, if you miss an episode, just click the download button or click the play button and you can hear it back. You can hear what you missed. A lot of people keep emailing me like, damn, I wish I would have heard the show. You can still hear the show. Okay? Go back, hit download. Go to the site, go hit download the play for any episode and you instant got access to them. About 2 hours after this shit closed out, it automatically goes up for replay. Not even 2 hours. It's like an hour and a half it takes. All right? So if you come in late and you missed the first half of the show, just wait a little bit. Go back and play it from the top if you missed it. All right? Please remember that, all right?
Hey.
347-934-0966, tip number one. We got people raising their hand already. Now, hey. once again, I got some special guests in the motherfucking house with me tonight, all right? Along with my homeboy, P-Rex Filet, as far as the guest host, I got my motherfucking cousin, you know what I'm saying, my motherfucking homeboy, you know what I mean, from Bay County, my homeboy Big Bob, my motherfucking cousin P-Lo and this motherfucker, you understand what I'm saying, all the way? From the goddamn Bay and all the way from goddamn A. Well, he lives here. I don't know where he lives now. And then he got like 3 or 4 houses. Rich motherfucker. Fuck him.
No.
No, I'm just bullshit. I got all the love in the world for my motherfucking nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Don't ever get it fucked up. All right? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you know I mean? But one time for my motherfucking cousin, hey, cuz, holler at him real quick.
What's going on?
All right, for those of y'all from the Bay, y'all probably know my nigga P-Lo, you understand what I'm saying? I got a lot of love and respect for this man. This man went to college for like 1,000 years, got his PhD. This is like the only nigga I know with a PhD.
And still a little 18.
And still hood. We'll get into that later on. That's the name. We're going to get into that later on. You know what I'm saying? And still, you know what I'm saying? No, but for real, though, man, I'm extremely proud of him because he's my family, number one, and he accomplished something that a lot of black men don't do, and he's doing good for himself, you know what I'm saying? And he still keep it real, he's still a real nigga, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? I still fucks with him, he still fucks with his real people, you understand what I'm saying? So big ups to him, he's in the studio with us tonight, you dig? And one time for my motherfucking homeboy, Big Bob, you understand what I'm saying? This nigga right here just graduated. We got 2 college graduates, nigga. Who the fuck said, nigga? Hold the fuck up. First of all you motherfucking hating motherfuckers and all you motherfucking ignorant ass niggas out there, niggas do go to college, okay? Black men go to college, black men get degrees, all right? I got 2 college graduates in the motherfucking house with me. I went to college for a little bit myself. I gotta bring that up. I did go to college. I dropped out.
Oh, Kanye, come on with the shit, man.
I dropped out. But I did
Kanye,
go.
Come on, man. Let's talk about Bob, man. Let's go.
Bob, my homeboy Bob, he just graduated from goddamn Tuskegee. What's up, my nigga? You understand what I'm saying?
Chillin', you know how it is.
All right, my homeboy Bob, you know what I'm saying, he graduated from Tuskegee. We got my cousin P-Lo, he graduated from FAMU, you know what I'm saying? So, one time for the goddamn brothers that goddamn got college degrees. All right? Thanks. You feel me? Big shout out to them, man, because that shit ain't easy. You know what I'm saying? They both from the same hood as me. We went through a lot of the same shit. We both ran the motherfucking streets together, and we goddamn made it out. You understand what I'm saying? Which leads me to
what?
Tonight's topic.
Oh,
that's my effect for tonight. That's my fake for tonight. All right, listen, man. This is the name. The topic for tonight's show is basically what's really hood? What does hood really mean? All right. Now I posed the question on the Facebook page. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to get the opinion of everybody out there listening. You understand what I'm saying? I'm basically asking the question tonight. What does hood really mean? Is hood a state of mind, or is hood really a lifestyle? You feel me? Do you got to be living in the hood to be hood? Do you got to be from the hood to be hood? You understand what I'm saying? These are the questions that I'm posing. Well, you know, if you see somebody and they act in a certain way, you say, damn, that motherfucker ghetto, he hood. You understand what I'm saying? What makes you come to that opinion? Because they loud? If you had a motherfucking house and everybody in the house playing spades and taking shots, are they hood? Or maybe they just a motherfucking bunch of alcoholics who like to play cards. We don't know, nigga. We don't know. We asking the question tonight, all right? That's the topic tonight. You feel what I'm saying? Do you have to be in the hood to be hood? You understand what I'm saying? I realize a lot of motherfuckers want to be hood and they really ain't hood. So for all you fake motherfuckers who acting like you hood, bitch, we gonna kill you ASAP and we can tell you ain't hood as soon as you open your motherfucking mouth.
Partner,
we gonna kill you. All right, you dig? You understand what I'm saying? So that's the topic for tonight. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, you missed something.
What?
What about them motherfuckers that's from the hood that don't want to be from the hood?
Ah, them motherfuckers. Listen, man, and this, and also
they grew up in the suburbs.
Right, right. This is just
shoot them motherfuckers too.
Hold up, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We taking karate chop their ass, so they might be strapped too.
Yeah. Nigga, believe we stay scrapped around this.
You know what I mean? But for real though, man, that's also another part of the question. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But I'm basically posing the question to all the listeners and everybody that's listening. You know what I'm saying? We got people who use words like, what is it? Ghetto classy. Colonel King, hit number one, ASAP.
King.
That's you. You know what I'm saying? We got people who use the word bougetto. You know what I mean?
Come on,
I'm coming to you first, King.
Come on,
I see you hit the motherfucker nose. She hit that motherfucker ASAP. I seen on the line. I gotta fuck with her because she loves saying she ghetto classy. We gonna find out what the fuck do that mean. That's like a fucking oxymoron. You know what I mean?
I don't know what the fuck that means. You know what I mean?
Hey, I kind of got an idea what she's thinking.
I don't know. We gonna find out from Colonel Key what ghetto classy is. You understand? If you got your motherfucking opinion about anything that we say tonight, yo, hit the number one. Just hit us up. Now we gonna get, before we get into the goddamn callers real quick. You understand? I'm gonna ask everybody in the room. You know what I'm saying? What do you feel like? You know what? What hood really mean? Is it a mind state? Is it a lifestyle? You know what I'm saying? You got to do a certain act to be hood, or is it just the way you think? Now, me personally, I'm going to go ahead. You know how the show goes. I give you what I think first, and then you motherfuckers come in and you bash me, you agree, and we go back and forth, all right? We have this healthy debate.
We the only nigga tongue wrestling with you.
Now, listen. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying to me, I feel like hood means... Damn it, man. This nigga's answering the phone. I don't know.
Come on with that hood. That's hood.
That's hood.
That's hood shit.
This nigga got a PhD. He's still answering the
phone.
Yeah,
we fucking live on that.
That's
God damn it, man.
All right, just hit him with the karate chop right quick.
Fucking cousins. Fucking family. All right, listen. No, but for real. All right, this is my opinion right here. I feel like hood is, it's a little bit of both. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Look, man, if you're living out in the suburbs, and every night you come motherfucking home at goddamn 2 o'clock in the morning with your goddamn 12s pumping loud as a motherfucker and you pull up. Every weekend you got motherfucking 1,000 motherfuckers over there parking all on the neighbor's grass. You understand what I'm saying? You know, you ain't cutting your, you keeping your motherfucking grass look fucked up and everything. I think you a little bit hood, you know what I'm saying? But it's also a state of mind, you feel me? I think, too, you know what I'm saying? Because if you type of motherfucker that love the hookup, you know what I'm saying? You can live out in the burbs, but anybody, you still going back to the hood, the goddamn... to get Nene them food stamp card and goddamn get your groceries for half off at Publix. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you still, you hood.
No, you know what's really
hood? You know what I mean? What?
When you stay in the suburbs and you got to knock on your neighbor door and ask them, do they got something you ain't got?
Right.
What you mean? That's hood.
Yeah?
That's hood. That's what they do in the hood.
Right.
So you telling me if your neighbor came upstairs and knocked on your door and said, goddamn, hey, Blizz, you got some bread, you gonna give motherfuckers 2 slices of bread?
I might, because I'm from the hood. You know what I'm saying? But if you ain't, you might be like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? What kind of poor ass shit is that? You know what I'm saying?
But you don't stay in the hood.
You're right, and that's what I'm saying. My question I'm posing to everybody is, can you move out the hood but still be hood? Or is once you move out the hood and once you go to the suburbs or anywhere else, you stop being hood at that point? Some people feel like that, though.
Once you hood, you always hood.
No, some people don't feel that. Some people feel like,
oh no, they want to use it when they want to use it. That's what that is.
Right.
To their advantage.
That's also part of this conversation.
Hey, I'm saying, you cannot take the hood out you. Nigga, if you grew up in the hood,
right,
and you got there had your lights and shit cut off and you ain't have hot water.
Well, that means you just poor.
No, that's hood shit too now.
What
you
mean? You could have just been poor now.
No, because hood shit, you might got them go buy your outfit and let your lights get cut off.
Right.
That's just being
stupid to me.
Hey.
That's just ignorant.
Hood, you gonna go back out there and turn your water back on.
Yeah, that too. You know what I'm saying? But when you move to the suburbs, you gonna do the same shit? Don't get your lights and shit cut off? And go to Walmart and buy you some shoes and a fresh outfit? They go to goddamn.
That's bad money management, man. I don't know. That's just a dumb motherfucker. I don't know. So, explain to me what you think about. What do you consider hood? Is it a mind frame?
It's a mentality. Uh-huh. It don't have nothing to do with pretty much where you grow up or not, anything like that. It's just who you are. You can be hood and be in the suburbs. You can be hood and be in the ghetto.
Right.
But it ain't going to come and go either.
Right. Okay. What you think, Bob?
I feel like it's a state of mind.
Talk up.
What you
say?
I feel like it's a state of mind.
A state of mind?
Yeah.
More so a lifestyle?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Most people want to be hood.
Right.
Most people that's not hood.
Right.
Fail to realize what hood actually is, so they try to conform to this lifestyle they see on TV.
Right. They get their hood in this from belly.
Hey, and to all y'all niggas. Right. Who don't motherfucking did a little time in jail and went to prison, that don't make you hood, or that don't make you hard, nigga. Because you come see me, nigga, it don't take but one of these. I'm going to get at you.
Believe that. All righty, then. You got kind of violent, man. I've been meaning to talk to you about
Hey, I'm just letting these niggas know.
This nigga walk around with the strap all over. He done got his license for the pistol. This nigga walk around like he the police.
Hey, one thing you ain't gotta worry about, nigga, please believe this shit. When you see me, nigga, this shit is not for show. I don't get butterflies. So if you motherfucking reach a nigga, I'm squeezing.
All right.
Let's go ahead. Hey, I'll be like Blue. I'll buy mine, nigga.
You're right.
All right.
So look, we go into the lines, got a couple people with their hands raised. Everybody with their hands raised. Here we go. We got a couple people, so we gotta start from the top. Let me go ahead and let my officer, she got rank on this motherfucker. Colonel Keela.
What's happening?
Okay. Hold on. Now, Colonel Keela says that she is ghetto classy.
Ghetto classy.
That's what I am.
She says that she's ghetto classy. Okay, so, Colonel Keela, what the hell is ghetto classy? How you be ghetto and classy? What is that?
Look, like, I was born and raised in the hood. Anybody from Atlanta, I was born at Greater Hospital. My mom is from Kimberly Court, and my dad is from Perry Homes. That's the hood.
Right.
So the hood is in me. It's there.
Okay.
But like I said, when I got older, okay, you know, I know how to put together a proper sentence. I know how to make it through
Hello? What you say now? You cut out for me. What you say? Yo, Colonel Key. You breaking up, baby.
Oh, okay, my phone. I hear mute on my phone. I know how to make it through a job interview with all that, you know, I be, we be, they be. I know how to turn it off and on. But same token, you see me out, I might have on some 4-inch heels looking real cute and all that, but try, bitch, if you want to, you'll have them bitches right up in your temple.
Yeah!
That's what made me get old class. So I can go to a 5-star restaurant and I know it's a hors d'oeuvre, not a hortivore, like some people can't pronounce shit.
Right.
I know it's a filet mignon, you know, you'll be surprised. But that's what makes me get old classy. Just because now I live in the suburbs and all that stuff, you know, I might, you know, appear to be real pretty and girly type, but I will whoop that ass if you get wrong.
Okay, well, maybe you, I mean, but that could mean you just got anger management issues.
No.
I'm just saying. Because you like to knock a bitch out don't necessarily mean you hood. You just got anger
problems. You got on 4-inch heels and you want to take it to a bitch temple.
That's right. right. That's what made me hood right there. Because it's a difference. You might know how to, you know, knuckle up, but I'm getting real good and grimy. I'm trying to take you out. I ain't even trying to be sitting here wrestling with your ass.
Okay.
Period.
Well, you know, like I said, look, I said it on the Facebook page. You know what I'm saying? I feel like this right here. You are hood. If you really hood, you know what I'm saying? All you do is every now and again, when occasions come up, if you hood, you really hood. But when you need to be, you put on the front to act like you ain't. I feel like that's what I do. You feel what I'm saying? I feel like I'm a hood ass motherfucking nigga, and I just front when I'm at work. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I just front when I'm around other people that I need to be goddamn.
No, that,
because I'm really putting on the front for those motherfuckers, because really, nigga, I be wanting to goddamn snap. You know what I'm saying? I have to, nigga. If I get fired, nigga. Because I be wanting to get that work when these fuck niggas at work every night, nigga. Every night.
I need to come up there. I
got to
see you front.
Well, I front as much.
I got to.
If I don't front, man, I would get fired. I would get fired if I really did. If I really just wanted to, if I really be me, my true me at work, I wouldn't even have that job now. I get fired.
Man, that's not front. That's being well-rounded and versatile.
Keep your job,
bro. I think it's front. I have to put on a fucking face. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, now for him, it's front. For him, it's
front. For me, I feel like it's really his front. You know what I'm saying, cuz?
Yeah, you got
to front.
Hold on,
Key. Don't go to work, because I got somebody right here that really can understand. This nigga came from the hood with me. We grew up together. We done did everything. Everybody who know me know all the dirt I did. This nigga done did all the dirt. We ain't going to say what all we done did on the F. You feel me? Because this nigga got clientele. You know what I'm saying? That he got a goddamn account for. He a businessman. You feel me? But we done did everything. You know me. Everything I done did, he done did. You understand what I'm saying? And he graduated and did everything the same. Now, do you feel like when you out here talking to these goddamn other people with PhDs and these doctors and all this other shit, you feel me? Do you feel like you really have to put on a sort of a front that you can't really be your real? I know the real him.
Yeah,
you can't really be the real you in front of them, right?
You got to put on the front.
Right, it's
front. You got to put on the front. It's a big game.
Right.
You know, you got to play the game to win. The winner, you got to put on the front.
Right, but you really hood.
You're going to lose, yeah.
Right, but you really hood, but you got to put on the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, she's saying it's not a front. I feel like it is fronting.
It's
not. Because really, I feel like this right here, like I said on the page. If you really hood, you really fucking hood. Period, point blank. You in that hood mentality 24/7. You just put on the front when it's needed to goddamn make it through the day. You feel what I'm saying? That's why the term bougetto or ghetto classy, nah, you just a hood motherfucker for the moment acting like you ain't hood so you can get by. That's what I feel. And that's what I feel like I do every day.
Okay, well,
you know what
I'm saying? I tell you what.
What?
You well rounded.
I mean,
but look, let me ask you something though.
What?
So what about these motherfuckers that really just be hood all the time and they don't put on the front?
Because they have the inability to do that.
Okay.
They can't conform. They can't. You feel me? And it's hard for some people.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard for people to do.
Yeah.
You feel me? Now I left the hood really early. I left the hood at 18 years old. You feel what I'm saying? And when I did, it gave me an ability to go out and see the world, experience some things. But still, every now and again, you know what I'm saying, I just run into a situation where that shit just come out me, nigga, and I get myself fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I got court-martialed in the military for that shit because I was on some hood shit.
Yeah, I know.
You know, all kind of shit. I, you know, did some hood shit. And I had to pay the consequences for that shit. And for the most part, I just feel like if you're a hood motherfucker, you just be putting on a mask for the rest of these folks. You understand? Until the motherfucker got them to say, you say, a bitch just push you and you say, fuck it, you snatch the mask off and run through them. That's what I feel. Right, Keith? You feel what I'm saying? Do you get my point, Colonel?
What?
Do you get my point?
Oh, here we go.
What are you doing, nigga?
I'm still sticking with
my.
I think you.
She, you cutting out.
She said she just think you
wear around. She in the getting in the tub. All these niggas over here like, damn, they want to see or something. Colonel, I gotta hang up with you. You cutting out, Colonel. I'm gonna come back to you. All right, yo, I'm gonna come back to you. I don't know what she's doing. She's talking about getting in the tub or running some water. I don't know.
Fries some chicken or something.
I don't know what she's doing.
I smell that chicken, Carter.
Next caller, holler at us, K100. You in the air. Fuck with me. You caller. Caller. Yeah, you. What's up?
Us?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, what's up? Oh, this piece in Trundle. Them real raw, real hot girls.
What time for my motherfucking nigga? Come out. These my motherfucking peoples, man. They representing the Raw. One time for West Palm checking in. One time, my nigga, you know what I'm saying, for the Raw checking in. All right, because both of these motherfuckers on the phone ghetto as fuck. Let's get that out of the way. You know what I'm saying? Now, we finna hear what they got to say, but goddamn it, let's be real. These motherfuckers on the phone are ghetto.
Yeah, I'm ghetto, but I work around a lot of white people, and I don't consider it putting on the front. I just know how to withhold the right information at the right time. See, I don't have to go to work telling them my son on house arrest and, you know, this and that. You don't have to divulge all that information. You just keep it cute and keep it clean and quiet, and you don't have to put on the front. And when they try to get all in your business, see, you know what I'm saying, certain times you have to remove yourself from certain situations. You know, you have to just walk away before you get ratchet on them hoes at work and stuff. But, you know what I'm saying, you just keep it cute, and that's all you have to do. You can maintain your hoodness because they know, you know what I'm saying, how far to go. And a lot of stuff they try with other people, they ain't going to try with you. And how they okay. come out their mouth sideways and stuff, they're not going to try you like that if they know. Because you can just get them a look and let them know, look.
Okay, but still, the fact remains, you hood. You ghetto. You put,
yeah,
I mean, okay, so.
But I'm just saying, you just have to, in certain situations, like you say, if you want to keep your job and stuff, you have to, you know, you have to flick that switch and switch it on and switch it off. But at the same time, I still maintain my hood, and they already know I am who I am.
I understand that, but you have to put on a mask. You have to front a little bit to make it through the day. What I'm saying.
No, I just keep my personal life personal.
Okay,
and
let me
ask you all that.
It's I don't have a problem at my job. I could be hood at my job and at home too.
Whatever. I get 24/7. So look. So we know which one the crunk is. Trina ass. Oh, man. Look, Trina. Trina. All right, Trina. Now, Teresa gave us fear. These are sisters, y'all. These two, they some wild girls. All right, they sisters. They on the phone together. All right, Trina and Teresa. Y'all already know some shit like that. No, they. You feel what I'm saying? Right. But look though, but on some real shit. So Trina, you don't feel like whenever you really want to just let that shit come out you and you suppress it, you don't feel like you just got putting on a little bit of a front just to make it home tonight to your family?
Yeah. I gotta do that when I go to my son's school. It's occasions where I have to do that. You know, like he said, I know how to flip it on and off. But I mean, eventually it's gonna come out of me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's in me so deep, it's embedded in me so much, it's still gonna come out. You know.
Right. Because if a motherfucker really just push that button, goddamn it.
All right.
Yeah.
You gonna rock that hole. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? No matter how much I try to hold it back, it's gonna come out anyway. And
right.
I try to keep it cute, but sometimes you just can't.
I know that, man. It ain't even about. See, that's all I want to get everybody. Everybody that's listening. Everybody that's in the room. I'm not trying to say go out there and act the ass all the time and don't maintain yourself. And just because you're from the hood, you got to goddamn walk around 24/7. You feel me? Yeah. That's just being. You know, you can, but I'm just saying. I just feel like, you know, when you really are hood to the core, and I feel like I really am. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I can recognize hood when I see it. I understand that. At the same time, nigga, in order to make it through this world we live in order to have better things in life, in order to live to see an old age, my nigga, you're going to have to put on the front every now and again just to make it, nigga. Now, like I said, at the end of the day, when the motherfucker all out try you, ain't nothing going to stop that motherfucking hood from coming out.
Oh, no.
That shit going to be ASAP right then. On deck. As soon as the motherfucker try me,
oh, no.
Bitch, nigga, it's war. If you
okay,
make it
well,
that way.
I hate to get off the subject and everything because I missed last night, but I just had one comment because Trundle was telling me about it. When you was having your account for how many niggas make you a hoe that you have slept with.
Oh, man.
I just got one question.
Go ahead.
If it didn't even last a minute? Does that count as actually sleeping
he
with
put his He put his dick in you. You fucked him. That's it. That's it. Hold on, Tracy.
Hold on. If we got it with that old line, just let me stay.
If you put the head in and you got over 30 niggas on your resume, this is for you.
That's for you,
Tracy. That nigga trill.
Tracy, one more time, go back and listen to episode 10. This is for all the motherfucking hoes who done fucked over 40 niggas real quick. That's for y'all. If you put the head, and I also counted if you just let the nigga give you some face. Yeah, nigga, you fucked them. You just early fucked them. Goddamn Colonel Keogh on the goddamn line last night.
Oh, no, that don't count.
And I'm gonna tell you like I told her. If you walk in the motherfucking room and your nigga get some head, it's all good. It don't count. Fuck it. He ain't cheating then.
That's what I was gonna say.
Okay then.
Head cheating?
Right.
Fuck that.
You don't want to hear that bullshit.
Don't do it.
All right. Hey, you keep it 100.
Yeah,
you
know? AKA Ben Franklin.
What time for the motherfucking Raw checking in? All right, ladies, y'all stay on the line. I got a whole bunch of people raising their hand. Don't hang up, though. Fuck with us, man.
Okay.
I really appreciate y'all calling, though, and supporting it. All right, real talk.
All right.
All right, man, appreciate that. Yo, that's what's up, man. You feel me? I got some real people calling in the motherfucking night. Next call on the motherfucking air. You fuck with K100. Get at me. Yo,
what's
call.
What's up? Give me a pick.
Hey,
Miss Paige! We know people here.
It's so goddamn. You can talk like you do. As soon as you open your mouth,
hey.
They Miss Paige.
Need to say something.
Y'all.
All right, go ahead.
Now, trust that I can switch this on and off. Okay.
Okay.
But anyway,
go ahead.
I want to make a comment about the subject.
Okay, go ahead.
You started out.
No, but for real. Anyway, hood is to me, it's both. It's a state of mind, and it's the act of being hood. Now, the act is coming from the state of mind. You know what I'm saying? That you're gonna be, you know, you do hood shit. That's
okay.
How I feel about it. But, hood in a lot of niggas, I mean, you know what I'm saying, from deep, they mama them had to live in the project, then, you know, you might get out, move, or whatever, however the shit go. But the shit in you. So you do hood shit because that state of mind is in you. And
okay.
As far as front and turning it on and turning it off or whatever, you know, whatever everybody want to call it, I think all y'all talking about the same shit. Or they say you just well-rounded or whatever. Because well-rounded, this front, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, no peaches.
Yeah, well-rounded is funny. You know what I'm saying?
Peaches,
yeah.
That's
a better word for
yeah, me. Yeah, yeah. That's cool. I don't mind people saying, oh, he just well-rounded or whatever. Okay, give me that. All right, instead of just saying I'm a fronter, I don't mind you saying that about me, but my nigga, the hood in me won't even allow me to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, hood in you. You got no state of mind.
Hood in me make me feel like I got a front for these punk motherfuckers at work. And all these motherfuckers I got to deal with on a daily basis where I be wanting to goddamn just really just snap on these motherfuckers like a nigga in the hood really will. If a motherfucker in the street do that same shit or say that same, if you at your motherfucking job and your motherfucking supervisor goddamn raises motherfucking tone at you, you wouldn't let a motherfucking nigga in the street do that shit. But you don't say nothing because you at work. And you be like, nigga, you looking at that motherfucking nigga like, I slap the fuck out this pussy ass nigga in the street. But you at the work. You let it ride. You fronting, nigga.
Yeah,
you really
but you know, but you know what? You might do all that shit a whole bunch of time, all the time. But one good time, if it's really something really fucked up, you gonna go there.
You right.
You gonna
right.
go there. You ain't no give a fuck about no job. You ain't no give
right.
a damn about none of that shit.
Right.
You gonna motherfucking snap on a motherfucking cracker ass that day,
right.
like you supposed to. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You're right.
Hey, you're doing that because it's a state of mind, and that state of mind brought on that act.
You're right.
So it's
that's
both
why,
of them.
That's why I done got fired before. I done got fired. I done got called into the office 100 times. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I just can't take it. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I just couldn't take it. I couldn't let it ride. You know what I'm saying? But I do feel like you be fronting a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Now, and also, what you say about these motherfuckers who act like they motherfuckers and they really ain't?
Oh, man.
I mean, I can't stand them motherfuckers right there. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I feel right here. Every motherfucker, it can't be hood. It got to be some different kind of motherfuckers in the
right.
world. Yeah,
right.
All of us can't be from the motherfucking hood. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Goddamn, be from where you at and be what you is and do that.
Okay.
That's right. Stand up and be proud of where you from and who you are.
That's right. If I were from the motherfucker, if I hadn't did what I did in life, nigga, I feel like I'm just so I just feel like I'm authentic enough to just be like, fuck it, I never been through that. I got respect for my little brother Irvin. One time for him, man, because he really grew up in the hood. You know what I'm saying? He'd be around people, and you know what? I've never seen him front. Even though his family from the hood, he didn't really grow up. He grew up here in the burbs, you know what I'm saying, with my mom and them, you know what I'm saying, after they moved up here after the fact. And he always tell them, man, I don't know nothing about that, you know what I'm saying? He always tell people all the time, man, my family hood is hell. You know what I'm saying? My brother crazy, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't like that. And I respect him for that, you know what I'm saying? I always tell him that all the time, man, because he always be himself. I give him that. I like that about my brother, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen him try and put on. And I don't like niggas that put on. If you ain't my nigga, I'm going to tell you one thing about a hood motherfucker. A hood motherfucker respect you most if you just be you and be the real you and say that you is what you is instead of acting like you.
Exactly.
Acting like, so what the fuck we talking about, bitch niggas? You understand? We going to like you even less when you put that front on.
Hey, y'all need to let me
live. All y'all motherfucking niggas who be fronting this shit, acting on, putting on. My nigga Bob said, bitch nigga, kill yourself. That's from Bob.
Hey,
college graduate, nigga.
Hey, I'm with Bob.
Right.
Hey, Carlos, if you not from the hood, please call up here. Do not let my motherfucking dog, my brother, hold you up on this motherfucking radio station, nigga. You call up here and be your motherfucking self.
Right.
Or he gonna be hood and slap the shit out your bitch ass.
Yeah! That's that three-piece like Mayweather. Even though I bet it against that motherfucking law.
Yeah. Hey, Bob!
Still mad about that.
Hey, Peter.
Huh?
Can you say your ABCs for me one time?
What you say?
I said, can you say your ABCs for me one time? Just go to D or something.
I say my ABCs.
Yeah,
why?
He's fucking with you. He said he's so goddamn hood.
You
hood
as a motherfucker. I like that.
Oh,
I like
baby,
it.
I could go. I'm a college graduate myself, darling.
Hey, I want to see that. I want to hear
that. Let me say this. Now, I call here every day to de-stress. I'm
right.
Like this all day long.
Right.
When I call this motherfucker here, this is how I want to be.
That's
okay. I ain't got to put on no front or be well around it. You know,
Peaches.
Just show it
over
the front.
Hey, we love that.
Hey,
though,
hey, Peaches. One time for Peaches. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you right now. Hey, everybody that listens to this motherfucking show, man, on some real shit. I'm being dead serious. All bullshit aside, man. Everybody listening and everybody who may hear this after the fact on the replay or whatever, man, that's why I'm doing the show like it is, man. You feel me? I know sometimes motherfuckers have that shit picked up, man. They just want to, they want to snap. That's why I have mashing motherfucking Mondays and shit. You know what I'm saying? I've been hanging with you real quick, Peaches. God damn it. Cheering all in the background and shit. Damn it, Peaches.
Man,
you know what
I'm
saying? But no, for real.
You never heard no hood ABCs or no hood goddamn 1-2-3s and shit like that.
But for real, though, man, I made the show for people who really is hood, man, and they want to give their honest opinion about shit. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? This is for people who want to give their honest opinion and keep that shit 100% real.
She said the realest shit tonight, though.
You know what I mean?
She called this motherfucker to de-stress.
To de-stress. That's what this shit is.
Yeah, that's right. That's all right, baby. We love you for that one, baby.
Right.
What's up, Peaches?
All
right.
We got another avid call on the line. It's one of my motherfucking main callers, Miss Candy. Fuck with her. She's so fucking hood. I already know she's...
Candy girl!
Candy!
No, my name is not Candy, it's Bunny. Don't play.
Stop. Candy is referring to... Listen, everybody who has not listened to episode 10, last night's episode, really though, for real, real talk, I'm going to need for you to go back and listen to that episode. After we sign off tonight, go back and listen to episode 10, because that's what Candy referring to. And episode 10 was super crunk last night, you feel me? Go back and listen to it. That's why I had to bring that shit up from last night. That's how live we was last night. Now, Candy, we moving on, Candy. We moving
it's
on.
Right. We moving
on. All right.
What I'm saying is, can I have a hood pass? Because I'm from a white town, all white friends, all white people. You know what I'm saying? Preppy girl, cheerleader. You know what I'm saying? Can I have a hood pass? You know
well, what
me?
Have
because
you
I'm
done?
Hood.
Hold
because
on.
I'm
what
hood.
Have... Wait a minute.
You know
wait,
make
Candy,
you
Candy,
make
Candy.
You
hold on, Candy. We've already established that you either hood or just fucking crazy. So we're going to go with hood first. Now listen. After you went to your little spell or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because goddamn, hey, everybody who know me, nigga, my motherfucking mama was a preacher. The first motherfucking goddamn, like 11, 12 years of my life, nigga, I couldn't do shit. I couldn't even watch goddamn MTV Raps. motherfucker.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
You feel me? Until I got, you know, old, until I got, you know, 15, I booked the scene. My mama kicked me out a whole bunch of other shit, and I got off the chain. And then I got all my hood credentials in like a year, nigga. You know what I'm saying? ASAP. My cousin can attest to that. Like, I was okay, and all of a sudden I went ham. You know what I'm saying? I've been ham ever since.
But
you ain't got to be born and raised in the hood to goddamn go through enough hood shit from birth to goddamn become hood. So you can go after the fact. You can goddamn go through some hood ass shit and end up being in the hood and get that shit in you. You ain't got to be born. I was born in the hood. I was my grandma and my whole. I was in the hood, but then my mama tried to move out. You know, when she got her little job and she moved out and she got saved and she tried to take me away from all that, but that shit goddamn was too ingrained. I goddamn, you know, every time I went to my grandma's house, I got bombarded with hood. You feel me? Until I goddamn broke and I just snapped and I really became a D-boy and all kinds of other bunch of crazy fucking shit that I did. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't got to be all your life. So if you grew up in a little white town or whatever, but then after the fact, you got to be old enough and then you move back to the hood and you start fucking with people on some hood shit and then you was entrenched in the hood from 18 to 30. You hood. So what?
Right.
I mean, we can give you hood credentials if you done did some hood shit. What's the hood shit you done did?
I can't say on the air what I did.
The fans ain't listening to this shit.
Not yet.
Well, I hope they is actually.
Hey, fans.
Right.
Bitch. All right. Listen.
Hey, bitch. See you, baby.
You see me.
I used to be a D-girl just like you, being a D-boy. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Right. I wear with D-boys all the time. You feel me?
Right.
But I grew up totally different from that. And now I work at a doctor's office. You know what I'm saying? And I can turn that shit on and off like nothing. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't even know I'm like this. They don't even know. They wouldn't even believe it.
So you fronting every day. You front every
day. It's not even a front. That's in me too, though. The white is in me too. The little proper little white girl is in me too. Right. And I got the hood in me. Right.
So you one of the ones that want to go with the well rounded theory. That's what you're trying
exactly.
to say. You going with
exactly.
the well round. Damn
exactly.
it, you. I'm one of the. I beg to differ. I feel like
which one overweigh the other side? Do the white overrun the hood, or do the hood overrun the white?
Mm.
You don't know.
It all depends on what I'm trying to accomplish at the moment. You know what I'm saying?
So if you're trying to give a nigga some head in the front seat, you hood.
Just like that dick from the back, yes, you hood. You know what I'm saying?
I think I've had that before. I'm trying to see.
We still trying to find the back of the girls who know how to suck dick from the back. One time for Candy. Candy lives out of state. Candy, if you ever in Atlanta, please feel free to come by and co-host the show and explain to these bitches how to suck a nigga dick from the back.
Right, and ladies, a white girl taught me how to suck dick. You feel what I'm saying? She really taught me how to get on that motherfucker and suck it and enjoy it and be one with it. You know what I'm saying?
Be one with the dick. Be one with the dick.
Be one with it. Gotcha.
All right, Candy. We got your assessment. I don't know. All right, Candy. Don't go nowhere. I know she's going to stay on the line and listen. All right. So we hanging up with Candy. You feel what I'm saying? All right. So, okay. I don't know, man. You feel me? I don't know. We getting people are going with this well-rounded theory. I don't know, man. I kind of disagree with that. I think you are what you are, and you goddamn have to front when you're in a certain situation. That's what I think. If you really a motherfucking lame, you front like hood when you get around hood
but
people
it,
to fit
it's
in.
But like, it's like this too, though. You can't be well around it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't but one. If a motherfucker make you mad and piss you off a motherfucker enough, and you snap, if that hood shit come out of you, nigga, you hood. Because there's a lot of motherfuckers that get mad and they motherfuckers stick their tail between their legs and turn around and go home.
Right.
So they just being there because they ain't never had that confrontation of being in the hood. You know what I'm saying? All that air opportunity, this shit grass out here, nigga. So, you know, that's how I go out.
That's what I'm saying. One more call, and then we're going to go to the motherfucking breaking plant and spin some motherfucking music. 678-779, get at me.
What up? This your boy Boogie.
Oh, Boogie, what the business is?
What it is, what they do.
What's happening?
What's up for another one of my motherfucking hood-ass partners doing good for themselves?
What's up, Bobby? Congratulations. What's up, P-Lo?
What's up?
Ain't nothing. Blue, now you got people that's goons and goonettes.
Wait. Hold on, Boogie. I never said being hood mean you a goon. This
No. Listen to me.
This is Blizzard.
Listen to me.
What?
Listen to me.
Hey, goon. I'll be ready when you ready, nigga. Give me your 16 or your goddamn, or call your security, nigga.
Everybody got a hood on them, whether they white, black, whatever. I done seen white people act the fool. Everybody got a little, some kind of hood on them.
No. I ain't talking about it just because you a goddamn thump. Oh, wait. You know what, Boogie?
Yeah.
I appreciate you saying that. White people. Everybody listening, white people. I want you to take everything we saying, and every time we say hood, you replace it with the word white trash. Okay?
There you go.
And you apply it as such. All right.
There you go.
White people. I got a lot of listeners. A lot of white listeners. They be hitting me up. All my white people listening. Every time we say the word hood, replace it with the word white trash, and apply it to your life. Okay.
There you go.
There we go. Now go ahead, Boogie. What you got to say?
Yeah. Okay. Now then you got people that's goons
and goonettes that can't control themselves. No matter where they go, you know, it's always in them. So that's somebody that don't really have, I mean, yeah, the hood is in them, but they just a damn straight goon, you know, they can't control themselves anytime, any situation, you know, they can't be professional in no type of way, you know, them are straight just goons, you know, and then people that's great hood, I mean, that's, you know, they got hood in them, I mean, yeah, everybody got a little bit of that in them, you know, you act the fool, you know. Certain times, you know, but yeah, you know how to control it when you're around certain people, you know, but yeah, everybody snaps. So when you snap, the hood come out.
All right. But what I'm saying is, I be wanting to do all kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Just, man, listen, man, when I tell you, I ain't talking about a motherfucker with a temper. All right.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about people who just got a temper. It's the difference between being hood and just having a quick temper. You feel what I'm saying?
Jumping on some gangsta.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's a total. Listen, everybody, listen, pay attention. I'm not talking about people who just got a quick temper. You know what I mean? I ain't talking about just because you ain't, you know what I'm saying? You ain't a pussy and you ain't gonna let nobody run over you. You're actually fighting somebody try you. No, I'm talking about literally hood. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Literally. You know, you understand what the fuck that shit means. You understand? You've been in the trap. You know what I'm saying? All that other shit. You done did all that goddamn hood ass shit. That you done got them, that hood people been through. I'm not talking about people who just have a quick temper. You feel what I'm saying? Because you from the motherfucking suburbs,
do whatever.
And your motherfucking goddamn wife say some shit and you slap the shit out of her because you got a bad attitude and a bad temper. That don't make you hood, nigga.
Going to jail like the nigga downstairs.
Yeah, the nigga downstairs got locked
up. again, fellas, we said this shit again. Please do not put your hands on a woman, man.
I mean, that don't make you hood, nigga. That mean you can't control yourself, nigga. You know
if your woman can out-turn wrestle you to make you put your hands on her, nigga. Nigga, you can talk as a motherfucker.
You gotta be able to talk her ass, nigga, and then
hey, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta be able to talk. You gotta be able to cuss that motherfucking bitch out and then get your dick sucked later on.
Yeah.
That's hood.
Hey, let me tell you some hood shit, nigga. Hood is if your old lady's sleeping with her motherfucking mouth open and you get up and stick a dick in her mouth. Any motherfucker that motherfucker don't pee red affiliated man. We with the mouth closed, bitch. I'm telling you, I play dirty. I'm a hood motherfucker. I'm
going to
stop you
from
throwing
an
asshole your motherfucking nose.
Look,
oh,
no, but for real.
Look, I didn't think
you was over there. No, but for real, though, Boogie, I'm not talking about people with a quick temper. I'm talking about actually who you've actually been. You lived in the ghetto around amongst in the projects. You know about it. You've been up in the projects. You've been up in, you know what I'm saying? You really know about that shit. You feel me? You got,
yeah.
You know, even if, you know what I'm saying? You really been through some hood shit yourself.
In the jungle,
personally.
We done did some hood shit, though.
Right. Because I'm still walking the line with Candy, we still debating whether we want to give her the hood pass. We don't know yet because she done did some hood shit, but she said that she don't know if she really hood. We got
to
figure it out.
Give it to her. Give it to her, dog.
I want to give it to her based on the fact that she can suck dick from the back. That made me want to give it to her anyway. What type of candy? No, real talk though, Book. I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, you know, some people, and actually, you can actually be raised in the hood, you know what I'm saying, you can have, but you could have just been just So you could have been that one nerd in the hood. You feel me? That one lame ass nigga who never goddamn did anything. You just goddamn, all you did was get bullied and go to school every day. You ain't hood. You really?
Yeah.
I mean, you born. Right. You came from the projects, but nigga, you ain't hood.
But that
yeah, we know some niggas. We know some straight out of Foxwood that just, you know, that
right.
wasn't, I mean, that lived there, but wasn't hood, you know?
Right.
Let me make one clarification before we get off of this.
What?
You know, I think we all posting everything saying hood related to violence. It ain't all about that. A hood nigga, when times get hard, he gonna get on the grind and get
you right. You're right.
You gonna survive out here in the jungle
by
any means necessary.
By any means necessary. You gonna hustle.
You gonna feed
die.
Your family, nigga. Do what you gotta do, nigga.
Right. If you nigga, if the motherfucker spy you, nigga, you gonna goddamn go get some work from your partner who's still living in the projects, and you gonna get it off.
You gonna get it.
You gonna do whatever the fuck it take, nigga, to get that motherfucking money. You understand what I'm saying? You ain't finna go down to the, you ain't finna sit down to the unemployment line all motherfucking day and get on the goddamn TV crying about what the fuck Obama done did. Bitch, you gonna go get it. You understand? If you gotta track some dope, if you gotta rob a bitch, whatever, you ain't finna be broke around this bitch. You understand what I'm saying?
It won't happen that trailer, boy.
You feel me though? You understand what I'm saying? You right. Hey, that's a very good point. He brought up being hood don't necessarily mean grabbing a strap or punching a nigga. That shit mean goddamn, you know, you a go get him. All right? Everybody listening? That's a valid fucking point. You understand? You gonna go get it. You understand what I'm saying?
Any means necessary.
Any means, dog. You feel what I'm saying? Your mentality not gonna let these motherfuckers. Your mentality gonna got that. Hey, if you could go, you got the money to go buy the motherfucking the big screen from BrandSmart for goddamn $2,000. But this nigga over here got it fresh off the truck for goddamn $300. You want that one? You don't give a fuck if it ain't got no
there
warranty.
You go.
Fucker, you hood. Fuck the warranty, nigga. It's $300. Get it.
There you go.
Hey, Boogie, appreciate that laptop.
All right.
Hey, we're using it right now.
Hey, Boogie.
What up? What up?
Get some more of the motherfuckers in the box,
dog. I got y'all.
All right. Look. Yo, hold on. All right, Boogie. I got to go, man. I got to play a motherfucking song. You know what I'm saying? One time, hey, yo, for real, man. I love this motherfucking subject. We got a lot of people on the line calling in. One time, well, I mean, one more again. The number here is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. If you're on the line, please don't hang up. You know, this is the platform. We ain't playing nowhere near enough music, but fuck it, man. This shit used to be so crunk. We got to keep it how it is. You understand what I'm saying? But we finna spend some song. What we gonna play? We'll play some for the hood. We play some hustle.
Get that paper, nigga. Hey, play that for the hood.
No, we already played that. I got to play everything at least one time before I start replaying shit. We already played hustle music when Hustle and Swole was over here.
Okay, well, go ahead.
We'll play hustle. We're going to play some hustler music. This for the hustlers. This for the niggas in the hood that get at that motherfucking money. We're going to spend this shit. Don't hang up, please. We're coming right back after the song. We're going to continue the conversation. This is K100. All right. Hustler music.
Chill. Hey. Uh-huh. Where them G's at? They like to ride low.
Hey, man. We'll never duck, we just up the cop. This is how a hustler do.
fucking tripping. Man, we tripping tonight, man. I love this show. This is a great show. You feel me? One time my motherfucking goddamn people's in the motherfucking building with me. You know what I'm saying? I got some special guests in the house. You know what I'm saying? We going into the second hour of the show. You feel me? I got my motherfucking cousin P-Lo and his motherfucking, my homeboy Big Bob.
Big Bob, what's happening?
What's happening? What time for Big Bob? You know what I'm saying? Bob just graduated from Tuskegee. You know what I'm saying? So big shots out to him, my nigga. One time for all the black males who had the goddamn, the long suffering and the patience to go through all that shit and graduate from college, my nigga. You understand what I'm saying? I got major love and respect for niggas who did that shit. You know what I mean? You feel me? What time for my motherfucking co-host P-Reg affiliated in the motherfucking building?
I'm hood as a motherfucking biatch.
Yo! Man, we had a lot of people hang up. Eric, can I play some music? Look, it's 3 minutes, nigga. Shit. We gonna play some music, okay?
Call back and shit.
Fucking goddamn hanging up just because we play a couple of songs, nigga. Damn.
You ain't impatient with
you. You don't goddamn turn the radio when all them fake ass niggas come on goddamn radio. Talking about they hood and they fucking pussy.
Now, half of them niggas ain't even listening to that
hold
shit.
Hold on. And they done shot all these niggas ain't been to jail yet?
Yeah.
Hey, stop playing.
Right.
Yeah, be locked.
Y'all goddamn turn the goddamn. Y'all turn V103 and 107.9 when these flaw ass niggas come on here talking that shit. Quit hanging the fuck up when I play some goddamn music for some niggas who done been there and done that. Fuckers.
Hey, and niggas.
Your fake ass.
Y'all niggas know y'all worst group of them motherfucking wiggers, nigga, so quit that bullshit.
Right.
All
right.
Don't know nigga shit like that, nigga.
So, yo, the topic of the day is, we're going into the second hour, the topic of the day is, what's really hood? Are you hood? What's hood? Do you feel like just because you don't live in the hood, you can you still be hood? It's just because you used to be hood and you moved out to the birds, but is that shit really still in you? You dig? You understand what I'm saying? All right? We need to know. For all you motherfuckers that acting like you motherfucking hood and you never did no hood shit, come to the hood. That's what you get.
Hey, but you know what? Our real hood motherfuckers gonna call after 9 o'clock.
Our hood
callers gonna call at 9.
You know, y'all
fake motherfucking goddamn.
We had a lot of people. Yo, don't get it fucked up. Everybody that called in this first hour, this must be a lot of motherfuckers got an opinion because we had a lot of callers for the first hour.
Yeah, but you know,
I mean,
a lot of
we always have a lot of callers, but people who got something to say, you know, people who actually hit the number one. The number is 347-934-0966. Press the number one on your pad. We finna go to some motherfucking callers. Yeah, I go to this call already. Is that Boogie? I think that's Boogie right
there. Respect Chinese, though, partner.
Yo, 678-526, holler at me.
Hello.
What's going on? Who's this?
Tanya.
What's going on, Tanya? How you doing?
I'm fine. How y'all doing?
We're doing all right over here at K100, baby. We getting it over here. We ain't got nothing to complain about.
All the time.
We doing all right for ourselves over here. Is this your first time calling?
No.
Oh, it ain't? You called before?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I remember when Tanya called. That's right. You did call the other day. I appreciate it. What? Anyway, though. Thanks for calling back, Tanya. Thanks for supporting us. We appreciate that. Spread the word. Okay, baby. What you got to say about what we talking about tonight?
Okay. I'm not from the hood.
Right.
Most people say I'm from the country because I grew up in the country.
Right.
But I do feel that I have hood tendencies.
Right.
Because if you cross me the wrong way, that's your ass.
Right.
Plain and simple.
Uh-huh.
If it's something that I need, then I'm going to do and hustle and do what I got to do to get it.
Okay. All right. Well, we've already had one request for a hood pass. We're giving out hood passes today if you pass the test. Oh, even though it's a lot of fake rappers on that song, but I like it anyway. Anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Should have been on the
original part. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But anyway, nigga, shut up.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, real talk though, baby. I feel what you're saying. So what you're saying is you ain't got to be from the hood to be hood. Is that what you're saying?
In some instances, no. You don't have to be from the hood to be hood.
Interesting. What do you think? Cuz, what you think?
Good point.
What you think? You think you agree?
If it's a mentality, then why you got to be from an area to be that way?
You're right about that.
Oh, new definition, motherfuckers. And China's brought it to your ear.
You don't got to necessarily be from the projects or to be hood. You know what I'm saying? It is a mentality. Now, okay, so let's get it clear. It is a mentality, right?
Exactly.
the mentality. Right? Everybody agree? Everybody over here? Everybody over here at K100 Channels Entertainment? All right, we agree. It is a mentality. It's a mentality. If you make it an act, you know, it really is a mind state. All right? You understand what I'm saying? But wait a minute. Some people might say, well, people who ain't really from the hood, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, they don't really know about growing up and the goddamn products with the groceries and, you know what I'm saying, and all that.
Shit,
all
right.
Hold on. Wait. They don't know about that, so they may just say, look, y'all being hypocritical because you ain't from the hood. Don't that could be, like, she could be somebody who say she ain't with that bullshit. She could just be somebody who got a quick temper, or if she out here getting some money illegally, she could just be somebody who's just a criminal.
Yeah, but if you look at it that way, you can't say a porn dancer can't come from the hood.
Say what now?
The same situation. You can't say a porn dancer lived in the hood.
Right.
But he ain't hood.
Right.
So it go either way. You can have somebody not from the hood that is hood. It's an act.
Right. All right. We getting it clear over here. We were clearing it all up. That's what the show is about. We trying to clear it up. So when y'all start saying the word and using the phrase hood, I'm a hood, she hood, blase, squase, I want y'all to be using it in the right context.
Most motherfuckers that say they hood ain't hood anyway.
Say what?
Most motherfuckers that say they hood ain't hood anyway.
You're right. Because they really ain't. Because
they
really.
Bitch, I'm from the hood.
They really.
I'm from the motherfucking hood. Like a nigga gonna bang down.
Right.
You don't feel gonna put their fuck stick on
you. You can be from the hood, but they never did no hood shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
You can be, like I said, you can be from the hood, but you never partook in the hood shit. I was born and raised, you know what I'm saying, in the hood, but I ain't partaking no really hood shit until like high school.
Let me get a
20
second timeout.
Go ahead.
We on K100, so we gotta keep it real.
What?
If you gotta tell a motherfucker you hood, you probably ain't hood.
That's right.
That's what I just said.
Bob, come up, Bob. Say that live. Come up here, say it real.
Big Bob.
Live.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Put go it down.
If you got to tell a motherfucker you hood, you probably ain't hood.
You probably not hood. If you got to keep saying, oh, you hood. Now, for the purposes of this show, I'm just saying it because I just feel like that's what I am. And I feel like basically everybody in this fucking room pretty much is. College graduates included. Fuckers with PhDs can be hood. We have a living example right here beside me. You can have a fucking college degree and be hood. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it fucked up. I'm sitting right next to a motherfucker that I know for a fact is a hood-ass nigga. He just got them tough. You all right? You know what I'm saying? What time
are
the college graduates? All right? I got love for y'all niggas and y'all females. Big up for y'all. Because they said we couldn't do it. They already said we can't do it. All right? So, Tanya.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Tanya. Like Bob just said, you know what I'm saying? If you always ride this motherfucker and be like, man, I'm a hood nigga, fuck that. I'm a hood, man, you might be a pussy. You might be fronting.
Hey.
A hood nigga ain't gonna say this, gonna show your ass.
I ain't gotta say
I'm a goon or a thug. I'm just gonna show you when you try me, nigga.
Don't use goon, period.
I did say I wasn't gonna use that word. I said I wasn't gonna use the word goon.
So you don't think you hood?
You might be hood.
I say, you don't think you hood?
No, she said she hood.
I say I have hood tendencies.
Hood tendencies?
Tell you hood as a motherfucker if you got hood tendencies, you hood.
Maybe. I don't know.
I've been told that I was country hood. So I mean, what the fuck?
Oh, now we got a whole nother word. I don't even know what the fuck country is. What is country hood?
If she's saying that she's from the country and they say she hood, but it's hood everywhere.
If you
got
your boyfriend dick because he ride a box Chevy, is that country hood? Or just hood?
you can ride this one nigga dick you ride by. You like them Chevy signs in your mouth.
Oh, no, I don't suck dick because of the
black. What? You said you don't suck dick.
No, I say I don't do it because of a block Chevy.
Oh, okay, all right. I was about to kill you. I had that motherfucker ready, Tanya. I was ready. You kill people if you don't suck dick at K100. Because if you don't suck dick at K100, we perk all females who don't give head. Kill them dead. They are useless.
Don't kill the wolves.
If that's the case, you might want to kill all niggas that don't suck pussy because they useless.
Kill them fuck niggas too. God damn it.
We've already established.
We 100% over here. Don't be goddamn it. Hey, we, you know what I'm saying? One thing about niggas, we got, you know what I'm saying? We can't just, you know, you feel me? We got to be our old ladies, though. We got to have a little feelings about you or something, though, for real. But grown men do grown men things.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Tanya, appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Yep. All right, we're going to another caller. We haven't hit, we just hitting up all the callers now. Randy.
Yo, man, what's up, man? My phone you got to me, man.
Man, we got so many niggas on the line, man. It's gonna be a minute. Everybody on the line, yo.
Man, yo, yo, I wanted to get something off my chest, man. These ladies talking about they are hood. Man, hood, definition hood. You know what I'm saying? All because they get mad at the job, want to fight a nigga or whatever. That ain't hood to me, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't born in the hood like the project or nothing. I lived in the suburbs, man. But I did some hood shit.
What you
doing? Know what I'm saying? Hood shit is like selling dope, stealing cars, you know what I'm saying? Then just getting down, you know, getting your grind on. You know what I'm saying?
But Randy, hold on, Randy. My cousin just broke up a good point. Hood shit don't necessarily mean, you know, doing some illegal shit. It's, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to really be doing nothing illegal to just do some, to be on some hood shit. You feel me? If, listen, everybody, hold on, Randy, don't hang up. Listen, man, if your motherfucker, if you got a goddamn TV at your house and you had bunny ears on that motherfucker up until last year when it went totally digital and you couldn't do that shit anyway, you fucking hood. You understand what I'm saying? You ghetto as a motherfucker, man. You hood. If you goddamn steal your neighbor cable because you don't want to pay for your motherfucking cable because you're too goddamn cheap and you know you got the money for fucking it's free and you going to steal your motherfucking goddamn neighbor cable anyway,
no.
Bitch, you hood.
If you got an old TV with some motherfucking grip lines on it and turn that motherfucking TV, nigga, you hood.
We
still got that motherfucking phone model with that motherfucking record player that 8-track on top of that bitch, nigga.
Once again, okay, it ain't got to be nothing illegal. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't got to be selling dope or robbing a nigga and all that. All this shit we talking about.
Yeah, but that is illegal, man. Silly cable. I've done that shit before. You know, like stealing cable and all that. I see what you're saying about that. Yeah, that is hood.
Right, that's some hood shit. Right, that's the shit. That's the shit niggas do in the hood because they got to, because they ain't got no choice. But your motherfucking ass live in the burbs and you got the money, but motherfucker, you say fuck it, you going to do it anyway. That means,
nigga, that's all you know, nigga.
That's what you going to do. That make you hood. I did everything I just said, nigga. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? I was stealing cable for years when I lived in the house. Years, nigga. I fuck Comcast. Fuck paying them. Nigga, I paid a nigga.
I'm doing that shit now.
Right, that's right. Hey, nigga, I found a nigga to sell me the goddamn cable modems, nigga, so I ain't even got to pay for the internet service, nigga.
Fuck that. Hey, but you know what I'm saying? But hey, see, that's the hood in you because you know how to talk to a nigga. To make a nigga break down, and you know what I'm saying? At any time that, you know, hood shit, you can turn that, you know what I'm saying? You can get what you need.
Right.
A squad nigga couldn't tell a motherfucking Comcast nigga, hey man, I want to get some illegal cable.
Man, yeah.
He don't even know how to bring that conversation up.
Because he's scared. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I don't
know.
You feel what I'm saying though, Randy?
Nigga,
it ain't got to be selling dope.
I feel you on that.
You feel me? It ain't got to be
selling dope. But you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, but you know, just because you just get an attitude, you don't see me got an attitude for motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? You don't see me blue.
Randy, I'm not questioning your hood status or anything. I'm just getting your opinion. You feel me?
That's right.
I see that. I know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying. Tonight we just clarifying what the fuck make a motherfucker hood. What does hood mean? All right, you feel me? That's what we're trying to clarify, callers. Pay attention. Tonight, we're just trying to clarify what makes you hood. What is hood? Is it a mentality?
But, you know, a lot of them saying they hood because they're a couple niggas. That's just being a nigga.
No, because you can goddamn be from suburbs and beat a motherfucker ass. How many of them motherfuckers
I'm saying, but you know, most of the, where really female callers just calling in saying they're a couple on a motherfucker. Just to show their attitude.
Right, except for
that's what I'm trying to get at.
Except for Candy. Candy says she sucked dick from the back. We're going to give her a pass. What's up for Candy?
Oh, I fucking did. That really be a hood.
All right, Randy. Don't go nowhere, my nigga. I know you're going to tune in because you fucks with us. You know what I'm saying? All right. You know, but for real, though, man, what I'm trying to get a point across tonight in tonight's show. Please, everybody. I want to get a clear understanding of what we're talking about here, man. It's not, like my cousin said, it ain't got to be selling dope, whatever. It's, nigga, if you always about to hook up, if you always about, you know what I'm saying? You feel
if
me?
If you looking for the cheaper way out, nigga, you don't want to pay that high price, them drop prices, nigga. You hood, nigga.
Yeah.
A hood nigga going to always find something cheaper than what the stores got it for.
Right.
I want another, nigga, I'm going to tell you something. A nigga steal your rims off your motherfucking car, bring it to me. I'm going to buy them motherfuckers, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to pay $2,500
right.
for no foals or nothing.
Right.
I'm going to buy them off the nigga that got them for $800.
What the fuck they do that?
That's what I'm trying to tell these niggas.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're trying to get across about being hood. We're just trying to get a clarification of what you think what hood is. Is it a mentality or do it got to be a certain act? Do you got to be raised in the hood to be hood? And can you goddamn, you know, can you get your hood stripes even though you wasn't born and raised in the project?
Can you
get your hood stripes?
You can't. No. You got to earn a motherfucking hood stripes.
I mean, earn, yeah.
You
got to earn. Can you earn hood stripes?
You can be from the hood and not have hood stripes.
Yeah.
And once again, like Bob said, you can be from the hood and goddamn your sleeves is empty, nigga.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Bob said that shit, nigga. So if y'all niggas ain't got no motherfucking stripes on y'all motherfucking sleeves.
There it is.
Nigga, y'all just hear that motherfucking 40, nigga, but we got AK, Marlboro, 223. nigga, we have around this bitch, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
All
right. Play with it.
44200, you on the air. Holla at me.
What's up, man? This is Major Hayes.
Hey, what's up? What's happening, my motherfucker? Yo, my bad, I didn't recognize your number, dog. My bad, I got your name up there and I still need to recognize it. What's up, my nigga? What you got to say about it?
Tequila, nigga.
What's going on?
I think my nigga Big Bob, the real McCoy, said it best. You ain't got to tell nobody your hood. You ain't got to tell nobody your hood. They can look in your eye and tell if you hood or not. If you got to say it, yeah, then chances are you a fake motherfucker, you know. You wasting
right.
everybody else's time.
Right, right,
you know?
Right. Because you really ain't going to shake nothing. You feel me? You really ain't going to shake
yeah.
nothing.
Yeah.
I do really think you need to be from the hood to, you know, go ahead and, you know, say you hood, though. You know, you got to have been brought up in that area, you know, first of all. Now, aside from that, I do know a couple motherfuckers that, you know, didn't grow up in the hood, but, you know, got their stripes laid on, like you said, you know. By the time you got to high school and whatnot, you know, you got your little grind on and whatnot. But, man, it's a whole bunch of ways you could be hood, though. But the bottom line is, if you got to tell somebody you hood, you ain't hood.
Right. Well, first of all, a hood nigga, actually, dog, a hood nigga really ain't going to tell you. They're going to just sit back and watch your motherfucking ass. As soon as you get wrong, they're going to just goddamn. Yeah! Just goddamn three-piece numbers, you
exactly.
feel what I'm
saying?
You ain't got
that's the type of nigga I am.
Right, you don't got to broadcast
that. That's
the
type of nigga I am, real quiet.
Right, listen to everybody. Everybody that's in this motherfucker that hear me saying, I feel like I'm a hood. I'm just saying the nigga because I'm on the show tonight, so I'm trying to give you a description of how I feel. Don't get it fucked up. I don't got to broadcast this shit, nigga. I go to work 5 days a motherfucking week. You see what I'm saying? All that, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? So, let's not even get it. I don't got to broadcast what the fuck I am or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? All I'm saying to you is, my nigga, I'm just for the night purposes, I'm trying to get an understanding of what people's definition of what they consider hood, what is hood is for the show. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Don't get fucked up. I don't go around saying I'm hood, blah, blah, blah. No, nigga, I don't do all that. I don't need to do all that. You
hey,
feel what I'm saying?
That's all I got to say.
What?
Check a nigga motherfucking resume, nigga. We ain't just talking this shit. You know what I'm saying? Just to be talking this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? We just trying to motherfucking get y'all input on it. But if you really want to know, man, check a nigga resume, man.
Right.
Do your motherfucking homework out here. If you in these streets, pop them. Do your homework, nigga, when you run up on a real nigga.
Right.
Believe that.
And you know, I'm going to tell you. I'm gonna go ahead and
do
Listen, but look though.
We gonna ride.
The thing about it is, and this shit crossed over to all walks of life. And since we over here at Chainless Entertainment and we a motherfucking record label, we take this shit super personal because it's a lot of it even spill over to the rap game where rappers are saying that they hood and blah blah and all this shit and then they lie about their past and everything. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, I can't make up my life. I'm from a small town. If I was fronting the line, nigga, you can just do your homework. Niggas done got exposed. Niggas was saying they hood and gangsters and goddamn Dope Boy Fresh and then, you know, they end up being, you know, valedictorians.
I know the real auto, nigga.
It was valedictorians and they was goddamn correctional officers and I'm not gonna get into that, but for real, it'll come out in the wash. I never front about my past, and I did some things that's hood, and I did some unhood things, you feel me? Because I felt like, because I always felt like I was an intelligent motherfucker, even when I was in the hood. I never felt like I was ignorant. Just because you live in the hood don't mean you stupid. Don't mean you ignorant. You can make rational, good decisions even though you in the hood. That's why some people get the fuck out. All right? That's why some people get the fuck out and some people don't. All right?
Because I ain't never sold a rocket, though. But, you know, that was just my choice. You know? Right. But I still, keep a hood. I just made a decision. Just like you, I knew I was an intelligent motherfucker. I could have been right there on 2nd Street with my cousin and everything, but I chose not to go that route. You can keep the hood other ways.
What the fuck you know about 2nd Street? That nigga said 2nd Street.
Yes, sir.
Let me get out. All right, we're going to get in that conversation.
Somebody
said the feds might be listening.
Oh, yeah.
All right, my nigga. Hey, Major, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, my nigga. Real talk, dog. I appreciate that. Callers, don't hang up, man. We got so many people on the line. I'm trying to get to everybody, man.
We're going
to
start at the
top. Hey, what time for the Bang the Bay checking in? 850-625. Yo.
Hello?
Is that
How you? What's happening? I just want to call in, you know what I'm saying, talk about being hood. You know what I'm talking about? My name is Levon. Hood, you know what I'm saying? Hood mean a whole lot, you know what I'm saying? Hustling is hood. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Exploiting the black market is hood.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
It's a state of mind, not a mentality.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, okay.
Things that you decide to do, you're doing because of your hood mentality. Like, if you got to feed your family, you're going to do whatever means.
Right.
That's all I want to say. I'm signing off for my dogs. Holler at your boy.
All right, my nigga. One time for a motherfucker nigga checking in. You feel me? That's the 850. You know what I'm saying?
Anonymous caller.
All right, people.
That was a hood nigga.
Right.
Please believe it.
People, like I said, once again, all right, we just want to know, is it a state of mind? Is it an act? Do you got to do something to be hood? What do you got to do to be hood? Or is it just like, nigga, do you got to be raised in the hood? Do you got to be from the project to be hood? Can you just have a hood mentality? Can you, one person brung up, can you just be from a country-ass town? They ain't got no projects. All they got is goddamn raggedy apartments at the best.
Hey,
still be hood. You know what I mean?
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Hold on, we got people up in this motherfucker.
What?
So all these motherfuckers in the A, man, if y'all niggas ain't motherfucking 25 and better, stop claiming shit that ain't even here no more, nigga. They tearing down these motherfucking projects, and you claiming where your brother and your mama shit from, nigga. Just keep that shit 100. You know what I'm saying? That's all I gotta tell y'all. You know what I'm saying? They tearing down half of the hood shit. Well, nigga, real, you know what I'm saying? Really grew up in, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I'm from motherfucking John Hope, nigga. Northside motherfucking drive, nigga. I know the real motherfucking Terry White, nigga. Please get that shit, nigga. Next door to Miss Sister, nigga. Pop Mint 193. Get your motherfucking mind right, nigga. Real talk.
I hit the wrong button. I meant this one.
Oh, no.
That's the tequila kicking in.
My motherfucker. Nigga, my motherfucker. Nigga, my older brother, motherfucking Big Hurt. Nigga, Washington Hot 1988, nigga. Check the motherfucking rap sheet when you holler at them Holloway boys, nigga. Real talk.
Okay. I don't know.
Get with it. Get gone.
Now he just playing Fed. Fuck the Fed.
Hey, Six, we get enough money, nigga. We gonna break you and got. We gonna break all y'all niggas up like that motherfucker.
Damn it, man! All right, I got some people listening and not talking. Be nice. I see you on the phone. I know your number now. Oh, you're fucking.
Hey, B, you still?
Hey, if you on the phone, hey,
B,
number one.
Hold on, B. I got one question. You still don't suck dick?
Don't make us kill you, B.
B.
Tell us the truth, man. We've been at this shit for 2 days.
Hey, B. If P. Red the Philly, I gotta know. You still don't suck dick?
Tell us the truth, man. If you suck dick, man, we done, actually what had happened was we done did a little bit of homework on your ass, and we know you suck dick, man. And we done feel, and we done found out that you fronting. So goddamn it, anyway, goddamn it, be nice. Everybody who's out here calling in, rooting for be nice. She fronting. She suck. She suck dick. She love to suck dick. Be nice. Be nice. We did our homework on you. We found out who you was. We found out how you found. We found out how you found where the show was at. We talked to that nigga.
Yeah, we talked to that nigga.
We know. No.
We know now.
Give it up.
We really know.
Give it up. You gonna admit to it now, please? Cause she ain't gonna admit to it. All right. Well,
come on, B. What you think about the topic?
What you think about the topic tonight? Be nice. Go ahead. What you think about the topic? What you think about hood? Is it a mentality or what?
Y'all clicked on me.
Yeah.
Come on, B. What's happening now? You calling in? We got the number up on here. You know what I'm saying? Come on. You dial this 347-934-096. You know what's happening?
Go on.
This motherfucker Blizz, P Red, P Low, and Big Bob and this bitch tonight, man. We won't get to the meeting.
What's up? What you think about the hood mentality? You think you got to be from the hood to be hood? Blah, 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 blah. Just give it. You've been listening to the show. You've been on here for a minute. Go ahead. What you think?
I don't know. Like, that's the whole concept.
Oh.
It's overrated.
Oh.
Like, everybody wants
to be nice.
For some reason.
What'd you say now?
I said everybody wants to be. It seems like everybody wants to be hood. But it seems like being hood is like popular. Like it's the thing to do. Like it's a new fad. Like
you're
if
right.
You so hood, then it's like you cool. But that's
you're
not
right.
The thing. Like I can understand you being from the hood, but you have some intelligence. Like you can have that whole hood swag, dope boy swag, whatever. But I mean, I need you to have a little bit of intelligence. I need you to know how to turn it on and off. You feel me?
You're right. B, I got one question for you. Where you from?
I'm from Marietta.
That's nice.
So, I mean, it's not like hood. That's like metro Atlanta area, so.
Okay, all right. You're right. That's not really hood. You're right about that. But listen, though. You're right. You know what I'm saying? I'm so sick of motherfuckers acting like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hold on, it's not for real. It's like that fag shit. It's like that gay shit. It's like it's all of a sudden cool. Like the wear skinny jeans, nigga. I don't know.
A real nigga don't wear fucking skinny jeans, nigga.
If you got on skinny jeans,
kill yourself.
If you got on skinny jeans and a grill, fuck, nigga, you confused. Bitch ass, fuck, nigga. You got skinny jeans on and motherfucking dreads in the grill. Fuck is wrong with you?
What are you, Millie Vanilli?
I don't know what the fuck you
Millie
are.
Vanilli?
Nut huggers with a goddamn a grill on.
I'm just trying to find
where
out.
Where they do that?
Hey, if y'all, hey, look, man.
Where they do that? Nut huggers with a grill riding in the box Chevy.
In dread.
Riding around listening to the fly. Anyway.
Look at Peppermint with a red and white shirt on and shit.
Well,
come
I said
now.
It, nigga. Tell me where the fuck the show at. We already went through this.
Hey, Plies, we went through this.
Colonel Shea. What's up? What's going on, baby? What you got to say about tonight's show?
Man, I think, I've just been sitting back listening. But I think it's a mentality. But, you do have to be, to some degree, you got to know about something to be about it. I mean...
That's right.
You gotta have been from it, even if you came out of it, because a person can't truly know the hood unless they've been in it. I mean, that's not to say, like you said, you can always come up. When you come up, if you want to come out, that's on you. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why we over here. We over here right now. We debating about giving people hood credentials and hood status. Really didn't grow up in the hood, you feel me?
You gotta earn that. I mean,
But I mean, you can't. We don't know. We're still over debating. We still haven't even really. We still debating. Do we want to give Candy hood stripes? We been gave her freak stripes, but we don't know about hood stripes. We don't know.
Hey, did Colonel earn her stripes? Colonel earned her stripes, right?
I didn't earn my stripes. I grew up in the hood, but I don't have to go around, telling everybody whatever. I just let the life I live speak for itself or whatever. But when something come up, I will get in your ass about it. I'll straighten something out.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. All right. All right. So I don't know, man. This is where I'm at right here. I'm at a point where I'm kind of locked in a decision. Y'all help me out. Everybody in the studio. My nigga P. Reggie Filet in the studio. My cousin Joe. You know what I'm saying?
Big Bob and this bitch too.
Big Bob and this motherfucker. A50, we just called in. We see you. We gonna get to you in a minute.
Stand up, nigga.
Stand by. You feel me? Yeah. Stand by. A50. We gonna get to you in a minute. I had a real clear picture of everything until somebody brought up the point that you ain't got to be from the hood to be hood. But then you just kind of said, well, you kind of got to live in some. You gotta kind of live through something to kind of really claim it. So you're kind of right.
Hey, in a way.
You feel what I'm saying? Can we really give people hood stripes?
At the end of the day, if you want street stripes, hood stripes, you got to go through the shit to get it. That's just the bottom line, man.
No, but go through what shit? You gotta go through living in a project? Did your mama gotta be a crackhead?
It kind of depends on, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, Bob. How that
depends, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you're affiliated with, you know what I'm saying? Like, say, y'all my cousin. I live way out in the suburbs,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm over at the spot every day.
But right. at the same time, Big Bob, you fucking with your cousin at a certain degree. And when you go over there, you're doing the shit they doing, so you're going through some of the shit they going through.
Right.
So you're going to get a stripe, a motherfucking too.
Right.
That's all we saying. You got to earn these motherfucking stripes out here in the street, partner.
Yeah, right. They ain't giving them away now.
Hey, look here. Y'all nigga from the A50, how they got that my motherfucking brother Blue, man? Nigga got the motherfucking stripe, partner.
Right, right. But you know what? But you know what the thing about it is, when I was younger, I didn't have them strikes. I had to go through it though.
But at the same time,
let me break it down.
I know your past,
right?
And your cousins, you was fucking with your cousins,
right?
One time for them niggas that's in the feds, you were going through it, nigga.
Right, right.
You did what you had to do.
Right.
So you earned your strikes, nigga. At the end of the day.
Right. Well, I live, nigga. I'm from Harris Ave, Glenwood, nigga, down the street from Rosenwald. Fucking talking about. I lived in the hood.
But I'm saying though, it's like
I'm saying, but my mama, you know what I'm saying? When I was a little kid, my mama tried to shelter me, but it didn't work because actually we were still amongst the shit.
You were still fucking.
You feel what I'm saying? We still fucking. We in the hood. You
That's
can't shelter nobody from the hood. It's
That's
around
what I'm saying.
Us. You feel what I'm saying?
But your mama kept dropping you off in the hood.
That's right.
That's how my motherfucking brother got his stripes, man. Y'all nigga don't get this shit twisted. He confusing y'all. He ain't motherfucking confusing.
No. I'm not even questioning myself.
See,
I know what I'm about.
I'm going to say this shit
I'm doing it for the people who listening. I know. I already know what I did. I know what I'm about.
Oh, I know what you
people who
too.
Know me know what I'm about. Real talk. But I'm just saying, I'm trying to give the argument for the people who say, look, I wasn't born and raised in the projects, but nigga, I done did like candy. You feel what I'm saying? She wore her hood stripes. She feel like she deserved it.
But if she got folks that stay in the hood, and she was going over there doing hood shit. She get hood stripes.
That's right. That's
shit.
What we saying.
Yeah.
That's right.
But we ain't getting this shit away, nigga.
Right. You're going to have to steal. Just because you come over there and drop your folk off, you have to sit over there and then trap off a couple ounces first.
Get it.
You know what I'm saying? You still got to trap off a couple ounces. You still got to fight a couple niggas. You still got to fuck a couple bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga,
I need hood shit.
Hey, at the same time, nigga, if you spent $50 and got 1.5 man to move it all the way up, nigga.
Right.
Come on now.
Right.
I might be talking over y'all niggas' head, but come on now, nigga.
All right. Oh, yeah. A lot
get
of people raised.
Get your motherfucking money up, nigga.
We got a couple of hands raised. 850. All right, Colonel Shay. Appreciate it. She sparked that. She sparked that porn up. Appreciate it, Colonel. 850-339. What's going on? Who this?
That Black 50, baby. 850. What it do, baby?
What's going on, my nigga? What's happening?
What's
happening for the 850? The baby face checking in, my nigga. What's going on, homie?
Southside of Tallahassee, Florida, you feel me? What time it is up there, baby? I hear what y'all going through. What the business is up there?
Man, we trying to goddamn see what is these niggas. Can you earn hood stripes? Is you hood? What's really hood? We want to know. We trying to get a clarification so some of these goddamn niggas and rappers and bitches can stop claiming hood when they ain't hood. And goddamn, if they really is hood, stop motherfucking fronting like you ain't. Just say you hood, goddamn it. We trying to get a clarification. You know what I'm saying? What you think, my nigga?
Yeah, boy, you got to damn sure be in the grinds of the hood. You feel me? Ain't nothing with that flaw shit, baby. You got to damn sure be able to grind. It ain't always about always being in the project. It's just about the struggle. If you was ever struggle, you feel me? You damn near you get your stripes from struggling. You feel me? So that's where you get to grind at. You feel me?
Right. I feel you, my nigga. So what you saying is, Even if a nigga ain't born in the projects, if he out there, he doing that, he grinding, he about that motherfucking money, he gonna get it by any means necessary. He a hustler, he got a hood mentality. He ain't gonna take no fuck shit off a nigga. That nigga still hood, regardless.
Boy, that nigga, that's still hood.
Regardless. All right,
all
right.
Earn your motherfucking stripes, nigga. That's all we say around this bitch.
Earn your stripes.
Earn your motherfucking stripes. We ain't giving shit away, nigga. Get out here in this jungle.
Ain't shit giving away. You damn sure you got to earn it on this end.
Get out here in this motherfucking jungle, nigga. This deep water, nigga.
That's right. We feel you, my nigga. Hey, man, one time, my nigga. For, hey, I appreciate you calling in, my nigga, and showing love to the show, dog. That's what's up. You know
one
what I'm saying?
One time for the first time calling.
One time, my nigga. One time for the motherfucking ancient. Hey, my nigga. You already, you hood. You are going to give you the goddamn hood stamp. Oh, my bad. Wrong one.
Oh.
That's for you. That's the one I made. That's it. I keep mashing the wrong button, man. We got to stop drinking and doing this.
Get off the 1800.
We over here drinking and shit.
Yeah, man.
I keep mashing the wrong button. Hey, my nigga.
Hey,
hey, hey,
bro, set the fuck up.
Hey,
oh, man.
Hey, T-Town. T-Town.
What up, baby?
I appreciate you calling in, my nigga. Hey, hey, everybody who listen who don't understand, Panama City and Tallahassee got the 850 area code. So when you rep the 850, nigga, you rep both of them. And it's real niggas from both of them bitches. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, call the shout your name out one more time for these motherfuckers who didn't get it, partner.
Yeah, one more time. What's your name again?
What is Black 850 straight repping the south side of Tallahassee, Florida, baby? What the business is? One time for my boy Bob straight out of PC, Florida. Him and my boy Dip, you feel me?
That's what's up.
Oh,
we got you, my nigga. You check
hey,
in.
Hey, my nigga. We on this air every night, nigga, Monday through Thursday, man. 8 sharp p.m. So keep calling up here, giving us that Tallahassee love, nigga.
That's what's up, baby.
All right,
hey, y'all boy, keep your head up, man. Keep striving for the best. You feel me?
That's what's up, man. Appreciate it, my nigga. That's what's up. One time for the 850 checking in with us, man. That's what's up, man. 313.
Huh?
313. 313? Yeah, what's happening?
313.
What the fuck is 313?
Where is that at? Where you at? Where you from, baby?
Detroit.
From where?
She said Detroit, Michigan or something.
Baby, where you at? Where you from? 313. Oh, man, we lost 313?
313, call back, please. K100.
Call us back,
347-934-0966.
313,
call us back.
Damn. 347-934-0966. Call us back, 313. We want to holler at you, man. We ain't had nobody from 313. That show you this motherfucker growing, man. We done had California, Detroit, Minnesota, Kentucky, all parts of Florida, all parts of the A, New York, where else? Texas, and where else? Oh. I appreciate all the love, man.
From the bottom of the map.
I appreciate all the motherfucking love, man.
Hey,
real
man,
talk, man.
Hey, I sincere from the bottom of my heart, man. I'm sitting here next to motherfucking pillow, man. I ain't about to tell nigga, but I got Sprite. hey, this is my nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? For my motherfucking brother, from another mother, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, y'all nigga fuck with pillow, man. I'm going to go out there 40, nigga. I'm telling my off y'all motherfucking ass, nigga. Don't even go to the place.
Right. So look, man, hey, man, you know, hold on, real quick. Candy, keep raising the hand. Candy.
Yeah, what's up?
Go ahead, Candy. What you got to say? I see you raising the hand. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, I can't get my hood stripes. A real hood.
Hold on. Candy, we're going to take with you, baby.
Real, we fucking with you, man. What man gave you some hood stripes?
No. We're going to get to the meat and potato with Candy, man.
Go ahead. What you got to say?
I want to know what she did to get hood stripes.
A real hood bitch ain't gonna sit here and incriminate herself on nobody over two people in the room. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna
more than two up here,
what the fuck I've done. You feel what I'm saying? I got niggas still locked up. I can't sit here and incriminate, you know what I'm saying, myself and these.
No, man, we're not saying that. Candy, we're not telling you to incriminate yourself, baby. Actually, Candy,
right.
We already, you know what, fuck it, man. I know Candy personally, fuck it.
Okay.
That's for Candy.
Hey, Candy, I ain't even mad, because if this nigga motherfucker co-signing for you, then you get that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I know her, so if you already know, I'm not finna get nobody no passes around the motherfucker.
Hey.
So if I give it to her.
Okay. And if y'all niggas call up here talking that shit to my brother, nigga, that 40 coming out. Quit playing.
Yo, don't hang up. We coming back to everybody on the air. I got to spin a song. This is by request. Colonel Key asked me to spin this song. She said she wanted to hear it.
Hey,
I haven't played it. Yeah.
Man, bet the, hey, nigga.
Yeah, this is one of the
if
motherfuckers.
If your money motherfucker shout, G ain't got no callers, nigga, bet the house, nigga.
All right, this is one of my motherfucking new joints, man. You, as soon as these artists start sending their music in, like I told you, nigga, we got 300 gigs worth of music over here, nigga. We not running out. No time soon.
Never.
This the motherfucking new single, nigga. One of the new singles off the album, Send Them On Me, I got coming out this summer. It's called Bet the House. We're going to run that, and we're going to come back, and we're going to finish the show. All right? Fuck with us, man. K100. I know they be checking in with me too, man. Them niggas killed that beat, man. I love that beat, man.
Nah, nigga.
What?
You killed the motherfucking bars, nigga.
I killed the bars, but you know.
You killed the bars, nigga.
That standard operating procedure over here at Chainless, man. One time, this is K100 for everybody who's listening for the first time. The Talk/Indie Music Station, you understand what I'm saying? We got our own rule. a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. You feel what I'm saying? We're a record label. We got goddamn, you know, 6 products in the street, 12 years going on. We got 2 more coming out this year. The Big 4 album, the Blizzom album. You feel what I'm saying? One time for everybody that's goddamn checking in for us from all across the goddamn country and the globe. Goddamn it. The number's 347-934-0966. You dig? The night subject is, what makes a motherfucker hood? What's really hood? You feel what I'm saying? Is it a mentality? Is it a lifestyle? Do you got to do a certain act to be hood? We want to motherfucking hear from you. That's what we've been talking about. You feel me? We got a couple more, got like 20 more minutes left in the show. And all we're going to do is take some motherfucking calls. Understand? I'm going to try 313 one more time. 313, I see you. You back on here?
313!
What's going on?
Shit, what's going on with you?
Man, shit, man. We went out. I like it. What's going on? What time for the first time calling? Because I know this y'all first.
This my first time, but Come on, Joy Road. It explains a lot.
So you in the middle of the motherfucking hood right now, huh?
Where's y'all from?
Oh yeah. Hold on, wait a minute. What city y'all at right now? What city again? Detroit.
What? Yes, Detroit.
God, that whole motherfucking city hood, nigga. I'm giving you a hood pass just for living in that bitch.
What you about to say about this?
You know what I'm saying? Even the bird, that motherfucker is fucked up. That whole city is fucked up. Period, point blank. I don't know no niggas.
We just
Detroit.
It's a dangerous city, seriously.
Hey, five let a motherfucker finish for motherfucking 313.
Yeah, Detroit is a little bit off the chain. I give y'all that. That whole city up there. So I appreciate y'all calling in, but I'm saying, so you can, Nikoko, let me ask you this, Nikoko. Let me ask you this.
Coco.
Can you be hood even if you ain't from the hood?
What?
Can't be hood if you ain't from the hood?
No.
Nikoko, what makes you hood?
What make you hood, Nikoko? What you gonna do?
Didn't I just ask this question?
No, nigga, we said what did you do as hood? Not just because you live in the hood. Hold on. First of all, we've already established that you could be from the hood and be a motherfucking square. You could be that nerdy motherfucker that got beat up at the goddamn bus stop every day.
No, sweetheart, because I would never ever get beat up in my fucking life. Never. Because if I would get beat up, somebody would get a bust in the ass.
What's going on on Joy Road, Nikoko?
A whole lot. They trapping over there? On Joy Road. So you ain't on Joy Road. We keep that shit a secret so your ass can come over here.
Ah, y'all fucking niggas ain't finna rob me. I got the 40 cal. I'm gonna
Oh, okay.
God damn it. Gonna murk one of them motherfucking.
Hey, y'all nigga play with it if you want to, man. If you don't know what a motherfucking fire stick is, you don't want to
play with it. Where's y'all from, matter of fact?
I'm born and raised in goddamn Florida, baby, and we living in the A right now. We living good over here. Nikoko, if you come over here right now, where this motherfucking show being broadcasted from, you gotta have a gate code to get in this bitch. We ain't in the hood no more. We came up, goddammit. We doing good. What time for niggas who goddamn doing good?
That's a setback.
We starting over here a little something. You know what I mean? You feel me? But we came from the hood, so you know what I'm saying? We on that hood shit if you want to get on it. You know what I mean? You feel me? You want to get on that hood shit, we get on that hood shit with them niggas. Real talk. Because we all came from that shit, and that shit still goddamn woven in us, and we ain't lost it. You feel what I'm saying, though, baby?
Yep.
All right.
Hey. Hey, all I know, we motherfuckers go to Detroit and we get on Joe Rose. If a motherfucker ain't never heard of a motherfucking Nikoko, I'm going to go to
Facebook. I'm sorry. They should know me. They should know me. One, they should know me because I got 28 visits, so they should.
No, no, hold on. No, we should know you, baby. No, we stand. We're going to come over there. You go to my little small town and you say the name Blizzle.
Oh, we're going to get some
of we go over there and got that floor roll. We're going to see the Coco.
Do y'all got a Facebook, though? Do y'all got a Facebook, though?
This shit started on Facebook. Have you been paying attention? Coco, we started on Facebook. This was a Facebook page, and then we brought it to the
airwaves. Coco acting like motherfucking Nunu right now.
Coco, listen to me. Listen, baby. Go to goddamn Facebook, okay? Do a search for K-100. Find us.
Wait. Why are you talking to me like I'm slow, though?
No, I'm saying I'm breaking down. You got
to ask. Because
you
asked. I mean, for real. Why are you talking to me like I'm slow? I can hear you real good well. Y'all yelling.
This is loud.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Nicole.
K-1. Hey, Coco, no. No, for real.
Hold on. Motherfucker, DJ, screw the shit out you, motherfucker.
No, for real, though. For real, Nicole. I'm just saying that because at the beginning of the show, we always put the disclaimer up that we started out on Facebook. We actually get all our topics from Facebook. We started out as a Facebook page, and our Facebook page was so motherfucking crunk, they told our ass to goddamn, we need a talk show for fuck it, nigga. We did it. That's why we're here right now. You did. That's how the whole shit got crunk. You feel what I'm saying?
Fuck it, Coco. We gonna bring K-100 to this motherfucking joint roll. What do you like it or motherfucker not? Let's get it.
Let's get it. You so good. The Coco, just for your name alone. I gotta stop drinking.
Hey, the Coco, I love that night.
Hell no.
Hey, the Coco, I love that night, though. I love that night.
That sounds like she can suck a dick.
That's what pussy do, the way he keeps saying it.
Oh, you're right. Oh, hold on. Nicole Cole. Everybody's telling me I'm killing. I got to go to the next call, Nicole Cole. All right. Thank y'all for listening, Nicole Cole.
Y'all back tomorrow, Nicole Cole.
Go to the Facebook page. Do a search for K-100, and you'll see the goddamn middle finger. When you see that middle finger, that's us, Nicole Cole. All right. We out of this motherfucker. 914. Get at me.
Yeah.
What's going on, 914?
Well, I got to be 914. Anyway.
What's your name?
It's Aisha. Can you hear me? Aisha. Oh, don't do that.
But the girl
I love. And I want to get to know you better.
I fuck with it. And he in here dancing.
That's that white new
What's boy. Going on, Aisha, baby? What's happening, baby? What you think about what we're talking about tonight?
You said what do I think about what you're talking about?
Yeah. What you think about? Do you think hood is a mentality? Is it a way of life? Can you be hood if you're not from the hood? What do you think?
I think being hood is a way of life, but I think it's more so a mentality. Because I mean, I grew up in the hood, but I don't consider myself hood. You know, I think being hood is like, those people that just are ignorant. They just don't want more for themselves. They don't.
Aisha, hold on, because she's giving her opinion. Listen, Aisha, baby, listen to me. This is what I'm saying. I'm not ignorant. I'm running a damn radio show, goddamn it, with two computers up and goddamn it, all kind of shit. I got plenty of motherfucking sense. You feel what I'm saying? I've been to college. I'm in here sitting next to a PhD and he hood. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, I'm sitting here next to you that just graduated from Tuskegee, and I know that he hood. You feel what I'm saying? I'm here with a motherfucking nigga from the goddamn southwest side of Atlanta that's extremely hood, and he and this motherfucker representing. You understand? We are some hood niggas. That don't mean that we goddamn ignorant. You feel what I'm saying? We got hood mentalities, though. You feel me? If you give us some gangster shit with us, we'll show a motherfucker. We know, you know what I'm saying? We be doing hood shit all the time, but we have also learned how to elevate our mind state and goddamn, adapt and adjust to situations to make ourselves be progressive people in life. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we are what we are. You feel what I'm saying? We can't change
that. I wasn't trying to say that, just because you're ignorant because you're from the hood. I'm from the hood, and I'm about to graduate from Tuskegee, too. So it's not that. I think it's just a mentality, you made me forget what I was going to say. Yeah, I think being hood is just a mentality. I mean, I don't think it's something that people should embrace, and a lot of people embrace it, you know?
But you know what, Kent? Aisha, I'm going to tell you why. I embrace that side of me. You know why? Because without that side of me, I'm gonna tell you right now, people would have taken advantage of me more times than not. You feel me?
Yeah,
especially, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times people would have tried to chump me off if I hadn't embraced that mentality. You feel what I'm saying? You know, I mean, it's a lot of things about the hood mentality that are negative. It makes you do a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times niggas with hood mentalities don't take care of their kids because they on some hood shit. You know what I'm saying? They end up in jail because they got them on some hood shit. You feel me? I've been to jail and I've been, you know, it's a lot of shit I've been through because of that hood mentality that's negative. But at the same time, the part of me is what makes me, and I embrace everything that makes the makeup of me as a man. You feel what I'm saying? Now, just like I'm sitting here having this conversation with you, and I'm running the show, and all that kind of other shit that I got going on business-wise, you understand what I'm saying? At the same time, you feel me? I can go to, you know, I can go to anybody's hood or anybody's project and fit right in. I think I guess I'm about to be hypocritical, but in a way, I don't know. Man, that does make me, I don't want to even use the word, but I guess well-rounded. I guess somebody, go ahead, let me kill myself. Because I kind of just went against that earlier. But at the same time, you know, I don't think there's nothing wrong with having a hood mentality as long as you can control it. You feel me? As long as you can control it and understand that when it's not the time and place for it to shine and pop out, you can grasp it and shut it down. You understand what I'm saying? But you need it in life. You need it. Sometimes you need that shit because people try you. You feel what I'm saying?
I mean, yes, I'm not going to completely not be in hood because parts of me, I mean, I grew up in Gun Hill Project, so, I mean, it really don't get much hooded than that up here for real. But, I mean, it's a time and place, like you said, it's a time and place for everything, and a lot of people don't know when you're not, I mean, sometimes you just got to be on your hood shit and let people know, like, you're not to be fucked with, but sometimes you got to keep that shit under wraps, under your scarf and your hat, and you got to, you know, you can't live your life being hood. You're really not going to get anywhere like that.
No, we didn't say be hood 24/7. Like I said earlier, I said I feel like I have to put on a constant front when I go to my work, my workplace. I have to goddamn put a mask on in front because if I really goddamn said and acted on everything I thought in that motherfucker, I wouldn't even have a job. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'd be fucked up around here. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, I'd be doing some other shit. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, you know, it's like, you know, I understand what you're saying totally, that you just can't have it on Front Street and display 24/7, but at the same time, it's nothing that I'm ashamed of at all. It's a part of me. It's what makes me. Hell, goddamn it, I got a motherfucking laptop. I'm over here running this goddamn show with on the side that I got for goddamn it, super low price because the nigga that gave it to me is hood, and I'm a hood nigga that found that lick.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying I'm ashamed of being hood. I mean, I wouldn't be who I was today if I didn't grow up in the hood. But me, I mean, growing up in the hood was a positive for me because it showed me that, okay, this is how people live. But it also let me see, like, all people don't live like this, you know. It's
right.
More, you know, there's more out there to wanting to go after. So, I mean, yeah, I grew up in the hood and that made me who I am. So I would never knock it, you know, but it's just a place and time for everything. And a lot of people, they don't understand that. They have that hood mentality, like, yeah, I'm hood. I'm about to go fuck these bitches and drink this liquor and
I fuck bitches and drink liquor. I don't know.
You don't put it out there.
What's wrong with fucking bitches and drinking liquor? We love that at K100. That's time for the nigga that fuck bitches and drink liquor. We drinking liquor. Oh, and I fucked the motherfucker last night. I mean, I don't want to say bitch because she might be listening. You might take offense to that. But for real. You know what I mean?
Hey, if she knew what I knew, that's some hood shit, so if you let your motherfucking girlfriend call you bitch and the nigga you getting that pussy to not call you bitch, hey, that is a motherfucking problem. Keep that shit hood and keep taking that dick and keep taking it in the face, bitch. I'm motherfucking wrong.
All right, Aisha.
Yeah, y'all are loose, yo.
This is K100. This is the most uncut hood shit you're going to hear.
I see.
All right, Aisha, call us back, though. We appreciate your love.
Big
and we really appreciate your support, though, for real.
All bullshit.
No, for real, though. We like to just talk a lot of shit and joke and shit. But it's real uncut, and we be off the chain, but we really appreciate everybody who called this show, man.
Talk shit, Swamp Smith.
For real, though, all right?
No problem.
Call us back, but we talk about all kind of shit, man. You know, not just this shit. We talk about relationships, and we give you the 100. You know, a lot of y'all women need to hear what we talk about, but we keep it. Niggas call in and give it that shit, the real shit, the real raw shit.
That's the
case. Right.
This is just guys.
All right, all right.
Have your people call. All
right.
No.
All right, yo. I had to hang up. My bad. My bad, Aisha. I didn't mean to cut you off. Veronica McFucking Nair. I see you waving your hand.
Hey, what's up, boo boo?
What's going on?
What's going on? Well, you know I got to bring a little bit to it. You know what I'm saying? I got to get the baby in the bed and all that. What?
The show is getting ridiculous. Veronica, what's going on, baby? What you got to say?
I mean, I don't know if anybody said this because I had to get my baby in the bed and all that stuff, but hood is like, I mean, there are positive aspects of the hood, of being hood. There's negative. I mean, hood is like a whole conglomerate. It's like a big, you know, melting pot of stuff. It's, you know, hood is you know, going over to your family house, you know, your relatives or whatever, and cooking the greens and sitting out on the porch and, you know, smoking the reefer and drinking the liquor and all that stuff.
Exactly.
And then hood is the, you know, hood is I'll bust a cap in your ass if, you know, if you F with me or if you cross my folks or something like that. So, you know, hood is a whole big, it's a culture, you know what I'm saying? It's not just one thing where you always thugging all the time, you know, I mean, you got that part of it, but then you got the good part of it too. I mean, my mom grew up in the projects and I lived in the projects for a little while, you know, so, I mean, I got hood on somebody this morning, you know, I hope you're in a better mood this morning. I was like, nigga, you can kiss my ass. And then you be saying that. You know, it's a lot of ass to kiss, and I'm like, motherfucker, your lips big enough. You know what I'm saying? I'll get hood on you,
but I'm
not like that all the time. And there's some people that are, you know. So
I feel you. You know, Veronica, you are absolutely right. You feel me? And we pretty much got okay. Do we got a general? We got 2 minutes left. We got a general consistency that you don't have. Even if you hood, you don't have to be hood 24/7. Right?
Right.
You don't have
to
be from the hood to be hood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just
right.
Because you're from the hood don't necessarily mean you hood.
Right.
Bob has said a hood motherfucker don't broadcast that they hood. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're getting it all together. We're pretty much lining it up, all right?
General consensus.
Right. Yeah, we got a general consensus about what's going on and what's really hood. You feel what I'm saying? All right.
Yeah.
Listen, we had a lot you said a lot of stuff that we brought up earlier, so when we hang up, make sure you go back and replay it from the beginning of the show, okay?
I'll do that.
And everything that we did, all right? I appreciate you calling. One of my...
You know.
Thanks, Veronica. Appreciate it, all right?
You're welcome, baby.
All right, one of my repeat callers, she always chimes in. She's on the Facebook page. Nicoco! Go to Facebook. K-100. All right? We've been on there. You late. Get your hood ass. Hold on. Before I go, Colonel Keeler.
Yes.
Go ahead. I only got 1 minute, baby. Run it down for me. What you got to say?
I was like, I just want to say thanks for going back to what I said in the first place. That just means you were around it. And, you know, but then.
Hello? Key? Man, she had a bad connection all night. I lost her earlier tonight.
She
I don't know what's up with that.
Doing some other shit.
I don't know, but yeah, we lost her. We lost her earlier tonight.
She got
Colonel Key, but what? Colonel Key, you know what I'm saying? She basically said, Colonel Key said hood means being well rounded. You feel me? I kind of said that it means kind of like if you hood, you got to kind of front a little bit to make it through life. We had a disagreement on that. Everybody, go back. If you're just tuning in, go back. You can go to the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. You can listen to all the old episodes, anything you missed, all right, even this episode. We got to check out of here. I got like 30 seconds left, and they're going to cut me off, all right? So, this is K-100. Thank you for tuning in. We out, all right? Fuck with us. Hey, Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. Fuck with us, man. Go back and listen to the old episodes. Download them. Throw them on your iPod. We out of here.